Two-thirds of all Afghans are considered illiterate, and the figures are even worse among Afghan women. During their 6 years in power, the Taliban offered a limited curriculum at boys' schools, but they closed girls' schools altogether. Now, with the Taliban gone, remedial classes are being offered in Kabul before the official start of the spring term in March. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports that a generation of young women is trying to make up for the lost years.
The word went out on Afghanistan radio just 3 days ago. Anyone who wants to prepare for the spring term should come to Aisha Ejirani High School. To older students, this was a great chance. The cost is only $1 a month. No one was more excited at the news than Miss Pashtun, the school's deputy headmistress, who'd been barred the whole time. The Taliban, she says, left education in shambles and shuttered.
It had a terrible effect on all the students, and most of the students who were here for, say, in the fourth grade, they should have been in the ninth grade by now. And these courses that we are offering now is especially to prepare them for their school years in the future.
So if you're 15 and you last finished fifth grade at age 11, you're tutored as a fifth grader. It's been amazing, says Ms. Pashtun, to see students return. More than 200 students into their early 20s have come back to Aisha Ejirani. Teachers have returned also, though they're terribly underpaid. Once thousands of young people went to school in this cavernous building. The windows are broken, wind whistles through corridors, there are no books, computers, paper, desks, chairs or pens. It's freezing. Still, says Miss Pashtun, the deputy headmistress huddled in her coat, it's better than being forced to sit at home. That nearly broke her.
Since I've been sitting at home doing nothing, and the only gift that sitting at home has brought me is some heart problems, and all these teachers know that. From the day that I've returned to the school, I'm so happy.
Ms. Pashtun leads the way up the stairs to the two bleak classrooms. She can't resist stopping by the young boys and girls here. They're reciting a poem about books. I, the book, am a kind friend. I know a lot, and I am eloquent. I can tell you a lot, though I don't have a tongue. But in another classroom, you get a sense of the generation with a hole in it. About 30 eager faces look up, the faces of young women. No one wears a burqa here, just headscarves. They're smiling and laughing, and one by one, they pipe up.
I'm in the 11th grade and I'm 22 years old. I'm in grade 9 and I'm 21.
I should be finishing university now, says 22-year-old Masuda. The last 6 years were lost. She loves to learn, and from the moment the Taliban shut the school, she felt she had no future.
We were very depressed, very sad, because our classmates or people who were in the same class with us, who were boys, they were going to higher classes, and we were falling behind. We were very sad.
But all the girls, when asked what their favorite subject is, agreed.
English.
Everyone thinks that English is the ticket to the wider world. Masuda used to speak some English, she says, but it's all gone now. She reads from lesson one.
A-E-I-O-V-E me
bashad. She explained that there are 26 alphabets in English and there are 5 which are vowels. And she just read them and it was A-E-I-O-U.
You can take our pictures, the girl said, which was of course the moment the camera failed. But here's the picture the camera would have recorded. The faces of the young women of Aisha Ejirani High School, utterly determined. We're interested in learning, said one, and believe that no matter what happens in the future, we would like to come here to study and to learn. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Kabul.